Wake up, America. It's time to talk about steroids. Stay tuned for this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Yep. Thank you so much for joining us. We love that you are taking the time to hang out with us 12, 15 minutes a week. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're one of our regular listeners, we love that you continue to be on this journey with us. So today, we're going to talk about steroids, but more specific about anabolic steroids, because someone suggested it. And like we've told you before, we love when you give us suggestions. And if you have a topic that you want us to talk about, please let us know. We'd be happy to research it and do a little podcast on it. So anabolic steroids. So
we'll first start by talking about the difference between steroids, so that people understand what anabolic steroids are.
Absolutely. So first of all, let's start by saying I had no idea what anabolic steroids were until...
Well, you knew they existed. You just didn't know that.
I just didn't
know
exactly. Right. I didn't know the details, because as a physician, I use steroids to treat certain conditions, certain like inflammatory bowel conditions. Sometimes we have to use steroids. You know, I would say those would be the big area where we use steroids in our practice. But those are different types of steroids, because those steroids are going to be steroids that will help like with inflammation and helping to calm down swelling, and just to calm down something that is very inflamed. Okay. Mm-hmm. And those are prescribed. Anabolic steroids are basically man-made steroids that mimic the male androgens, particularly testosterone. Okay, and so those can be prescribed. Those can be prescribed to treat certain conditions, like maybe somebody who is having delayed puberty, somebody who has very low muscle mass, maybe, you know, they're failing to thrive. A doctor might prescribe them these anabolic steroids to help out with that. However, anabolic steroids are used by like 3 to 4 million people in the U.S., as non-prescribed treatment, okay? And especially more so like in the athletic, the bodybuilding community, that seems to be the space where anabolic steroids are really being used, like to increase their muscle mass.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually have, we have a 27-year-old son who's very big into bodybuilding.
Yes.
He's huge. And we've had conversations with him in the past because he's considered going on steroids. We've had these conversations with him.
Absolutely.
So now we're having this conversation with the world.
Exactly. So I thought, you know, we looked up some articles on this, and so actually you're probably going to see me referring over to my laptop because there's actually
there's a lot of detail. A
lot of information, you know. Yeah. For example, one of the things that I thought was interesting is that there's nicknames for these anabolic steroids, some of the common names according to the US DEA includes Arnold's, okay? Arnold's.
Because of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh no, maybe. Maybe, probably.
Probably.
Gear, gym candy. I like that. Gym candy. Juice, pumpers, roids. Which actually I thought that was interesting, because I always use roids when I find hemorrhoids on people's colonoscopies. You know, I'm like, yeah, he had roids. So, but
different,
I guess
kind
it's
of roids.
Used. Yeah. Stackers, weight gainers. So that's just a little short list of some of the nicknames. And like I told you, you know, the difference between anabolic steroids and corticosteroids, because corticosteroids is used quite commonly in the medical field, and we prescribe that, you know. But
even with those steroids, the ones that are prescribed, they tell you not to be on them long term.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because I mean, there are side effects.
There are definite side effects. I mean, they're miracle medicines. I mean, as far as calming down inflammation, but there are also some very serious adverse side effects. And so, you know, I don't like using them for a long period of time. And, you know, like sometimes maybe somebody may have an asthma attack. Like I remember when I was doing primary care medicine, you know, sometimes we had to use them like in somebody maybe who had an asthma attack with an infection on top of that in their lungs, and we would need to put them on steroids just to calm things down. And but yeah, you don't typically, the goal is to get them off of it right away. And so, you know, and then you've got the anabolic steroids, which we already mentioned that doctors can prescribe. But it appears that it's mostly, being used by non-prescription.
Off-market.
Exactly. I was trying to choose my words carefully.
Under the table steroids.
Exactly. So, and there's, you know, there's different forms of these anabolic steroids. There's creams, there's pills, there's patches, there's pellets that you can put.
Injections.
Yeah, injections. And there actually are a whole list of different of these different anabolic steroids. A pretty long list. So
All different kinds. Yes. So it'd be interesting to know where you're getting your advice from, right? Like when you're being told that you should consider steroids. I mean, that was the one thing we were teaching our son, is that just try to understand where this advice is coming from. How much do they actually know about these things? Because this is still, whatever it is, it's still a chemical being put in your body, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's important to do your research.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and that actually takes us into, which I think the bigger focus for us is going to be like effects. Okay. The anabolic steroid effects. Okay. So some of the typical side effects of these.
Oh, so side effects, not like. Yeah. Not like the good effects of steroids.
Right,
right. Supposedly, they're there to make you build your muscle mass.
Exactly.
Right? So people who are trying to do bodybuilding, they're trying to get bigger, whether it's a man or a woman, right? Because a lot of women take these as well. They're trying to increase their muscle mass. You know, maybe they're in competitions. Maybe they're just, you know, for them their own selves. You know, they're trying to look a certain way. But the idea is that these things are affecting muscle mass.
Exactly.
But then there's side effects that go along with them.
Well, and the other thing too that I read was that the average non-prescription dose of these anabolic steroids is usually 10 to 100 times stronger than the dose that a doctor would prescribe.
Okay.
So that's pretty significant.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Than they
and it makes so it makes the side effects more more severe.
Right.
You know, when you're using it without a prescription, and some of them can be reversed, but some of the side effects are permanent. Okay. So acne, oily skin, ankle swelling, problems peeing, you know, breast enlargement in people assigned male at birth, reduced breast size in people assigned female at birth.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Worse sleep apnea, if you have it, a decrease in testicle size, vaginal dryness, burning, itching, bleeding, changes to your period. Okay. So, you know, these are all.
So it's all hormonal things, really.
Yeah.
Because it's messing with the hormones.
Exactly.
Of the body. Yeah.
Exactly. Some of the other things, if you're taking anabolic steroids outside of a doctor's care, you can have serious side effects that can impact your health. Okay. Because you're at risk for high blood pressure, blood clots, heart issues, including heart attack, because these can also predispose you to atherosclerosis. So, you know, fatty plaques that deposit in your arteries, stroke, liver damage, short stature if you're an adolescent, male pattern baldness, aggression, mania, delusions, major depressive disorder. So
that doesn't sound so great.
It doesn't sound so great to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I've done actually a lot of consults recently with bodybuilders.
And oh, really?
I mean, not only are they doing the steroids, but then they're also on a lot of supplements, mm-hmm. right? And then they come to us and they have a stomach ache. They don't feel good, you know? And we just go through all the supplements that they're taking. And just like the steroids, they're taking all these supplements that have a lot of chemicals, a lot of fillers, a lot of junk in them. And then they just don't make you feel good, you know? And so you really have to balance, like, you know, your health, right? Especially long-term, mm-hmm. your long-term health, because most bodybuilders, most of them are not doing it their whole life, right? They're doing it for a certain period of time in their life. Right. And so, you know, I've had those conversations with bodybuilders like, look, I get it. You want to do this over the course of the next however many years of your life, but where does that leave you after? Mm-hmm. Like, how much do you want to sacrifice right now for the long-term effects of being on these things, mm-hmm. right? And so I've had a lot of them say, you know what, I'm just going to get off this stuff. And our son has proven that, I mean, you can get big and you can have a nice body without being on all this stuff,
absolutely.
Right? Like, it doesn't necessarily, you know, you don't need these things as long as you're in the gym and you're doing your workouts.
Just working out 6 hours a day.
And you're eating healthy. Exactly. Like, you're going to get big.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that you really have to weigh the pros and the cons of,
absolutely.
Of being on things like this.
You know, and what happens to what happens? You've got this big muscle mass development when you're on the steroids. And then if you go off of it, like, you know, I mean, I guess the muscles just shrink down. I don't know.
But I do know that even the people who've been on steroids, they have a hard time coming off of them mm-hmm. because the longer you're on them, the more you basically get used to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you need more to have the same effect, right? And so you kind of almost get addicted to them.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to stop them because when you do, let's say, for example, 5-6 years from now, you decide, okay, I'm done with this life. I don't want to be putting this stuff in my body anymore. Now it's, I need this stuff because I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm having depression. I'm having, again, all these kind of more hormonal type side effects.
Are you talking about like the anabolic steroids?
Yes, yeah, the anabolic steroids. Okay. Like coming off of these things after being on them long term.
Right.
And you having all these now side effects of coming off of them and realizing, man, I really can't get off of these things if I want to sleep well. So that's the scary part too, right? Is not knowing the long-term side effects of these things and what's going to happen when you decide to come off of them. Because, again, most people are not on these things forever.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So that's it. I mean, just trying to be careful with the things you decide to put in your body. Do your research.
And you're on steroids, so you have to keep in mind that they will weaken the immune system. Okay? A couple other things, which just puts you at risk for infections and other illness. But I just wanted to say a couple more things also regarding these anabolic steroids. I mentioned already the atherosclerosis, where you get the fat deposits in the arteries and, you know, could lead to heart attack, could lead to a stroke. But also you can get these tumor growths in the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also something to keep in mind. So, you know, I mean, just got to be careful, do your research. You know, I'm sure that there's a ton of other information that we didn't even hit on, but we just kind of wanted to just kind of give, you know, just talk a little bit about it because it was brought up as a suggested topic. And actually, I've learned a lot. So,
mm-hmm. No, it was great. Yeah. I think it's important for people to really understand the things they're putting in their body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the people who are recommending to
exactly.
put things in their body.
Exactly.
Who are these people? What credentials do they have?
Yep.
What history do they have?
Look at the ingredients. Like Tina mentioned earlier, look at the ingredients because usually there's other stuff in there that's not just the active ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So anyways, if you want to connect with us, you can find us on drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta color button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a 30-minute wellness consult with us. And if you haven't rated us, please rate us. Give us a 5. It'll help other people to find us. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.